You're listening to The Folk Tree. I'm Karen Impala, and we are live in our Cedar Falls studios with music from a very fine singer-songwriter from Door County, Wisconsin, making her Iowa Public Radio debut. Accompanied by bass player Rich Higdon, this is Katie Dahl.
Falls, children turn their daisies into crowns. I think of you when August falls, children turn their daisies into crowns. I went chasing after monarchs, and I found you to cast my net around. Now I think of you when August falls, children turn their daisies into crowns. You were singing for your supper in the springtime when I asked to come inside. You were singing for your supper in the springtime when I asked to come inside. I was looking for the summer, or a mother, or a lover, or the sky. Bluebells ringing all the hillsides in the springtime when I asked to come inside. Bread and roses in your kitchen, in the corner with a broken violin. Bread and roses in your kitchen, in the corner with a broken violin. Queen Anne's lace in the ditches, and the smell of eucalyptus on your skin. Well, the scent would set me sleeping. When I woke, I cried a dream again. How dizzy are child's dreams? How pretty are laurel greens? How easy are a child's dreams? How heavy fall the laurel greens? Well, I guess I fall for heroes like a black stone to the bottom of the sea. Well, I guess I fall for heroes like a black stone to the bottom of the sea. Leaving daisy petals floating on the surface where my boat used to be. Well, I never mean to dive so deep. Anyone would love to fall that free. No, I never mean to dive so deep, but anyone would love to fall that free.
Thank you. Well, we are honored and excited to be here on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Katie Dahl, and Rich Higdon, my bass player, is an Iowan by nature, so he's back at home. That feels good. He's also the subject of this next song, which I wrote under peer pressure to do something songwriterly when Rich and I got married a little under 2 years ago. There was, you know, brides have different sorts of pressure, lose weight, tan, but when you're a songwriter, the pressure is write a song. It's for the wedding. So for a long time I resisted, but then eventually I gave in, and it turned out to be useful because the song turned into the title track of our latest album. It's called Ordinary Band. You are not the handsomest man that I've ever seen. And I am not the happiest now that I've ever been. You've never quite been the type that makes me weak in the knees. Oh, you make me strong as Lake Michigan, as tall as the trees. I had been watering rose bushes outside of town. I had been scratching at seeds that were still in the ground. Dandelion flower suddenly there, as strong as a weed and as light as a wish on the air. Oh my darling, if we're lucky, a lifetime is long. If we're lucky, we cannot believe how quickly it's gone. Every ordinary day, I'll wear this ordinary band. We'll go from dust to dust. I remember that day that you stood hanging clothes on the line. The weather vane creaking above and the cornfields behind. You smiled so sweet at the sun as it started to die. And the light fell so bright on your back as you led me inside. Oh, my darling, if we're lucky, a lifetime is long. If we're lucky, we cannot believe how quick. Every ordinary day, I'll wear this ordinary band. We'll go from dust
touch those Jordan River sands. We'll go from dust to dust, hand in hand.
Thank you. So I told Rich, my husband, for whom I wrote that song, that it was a danger to get married, really, when you're in the songwriting business, which I think is true, because we are supposed to write songs about, you know, the search for love, the failed love, the unhappy love, all these things. And to commit to a marital relationship risked, especially if we were happy, risked everything, risked the muse, my career, all the above. I made the sacrifice anyway, and here we are. And but this is still a sad love song, which is a relief to discover that I could still write them. This particular one is a sad love song between kitchen implements, namely a lazy Susan and a dumb waiter. What would happen if they fell in love, and more importantly, if the love was not requited? A sad, sad state of affairs would ensue. So this is called The Ballad of the Lazy Susan and the Dumb Waiter. One, two, ready, go.
Well, said the lazy Susan to the dumb waiter, you're the only friend I've got in this town. Why don't you come and take me dancing later? You could spin me round and round and round. Well, the cook has got a ladle, the chef has got a lady, the baker's always whisking eggs away. If you were crazy for this lazy Susan, maybe you'd swirl me like a fancy French rosé. You just go up and down and up and down and up and then back down, jumping every time you hear the ding. When you gonna learn this world's direction is around? When you gonna break that string? Well, the flatware and the spatulas are always spooning. I'm lonesome as a top without its spin. Won't you take some pity on this lazy Susan? Twist me like the lemon twists the gin. You just go up and down and up and down and up and then back down, bouncing like a broken Cuisinart. If you took a chance and took to twirling me around, well, I'd get to work, you'd get smart. Well, said the lazy Susan to the dumb waiter, you're the only friend I've got in this town. Why don't you come and take me dancing later? You could spin me round and round and round. Why don't you come and take me dancing later? You could spin me round and round and round.
Thanks.
That's the poor man's saxophone right there, everybody.
Rich Higdon on kazoo solo and bass. And that's Katie Dahl performing live on the Folk Tree this afternoon here on Iowa Public Radio. Before we go back to some more music, let's talk a little bit. So you don't often introduce somebody by what county they're from, but Door County is kind of unique in Wisconsin. Can you describe it a little bit?
Sure. So Door County, where we live, is in the northeastern tip of Wisconsin. If Wisconsin is a mitten, it's the thumb that sticks out into Lake Michigan. And it's a beautiful place. It has the most coastline of any county in the U.S., actually. And a lot of people come there on vacation. And I have family roots there. My great-great-grandparents settled there, so that's how I ended up living there.
All right. Where did you grow up then?
I grew up in the Twin Cities in Minnesota.
Okay. Okay. And you're from Iowa, Rich. I didn't know that. Where in Iowa?
Well, lots of places. Okay. But I graduated from Centerville High School.
Okay.
So, and I lived in many other places before that.
All right. Well, welcome back to Iowa.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
And so, Katie, did you, were you as a kid saying, I want to grow up and be a singer-songwriter, or how did you come to be in this profession?
I was, I wanted to be a doctor mostly. And then but I would always say, from the time I was about 14 or 15, I would always say, but if I could do anything, I would be a musician. But since I can't do that, I will be a doctor. And I just sort of thought it wasn't a viable career option, which in some ways is true. but we're doing it anyway.
All right. So what were some of your musical inspirations?
Well, there is a theater in Door County where we live that has, it was called American Folklore Theater. Now it's called Northern Sky Theater. And they have a strong link to folk music. And so I grew up going to shows there about the music of the Weavers and the music of Paul Simon and learning a lot of the great songwriters. I learned their music through that theater. And so that's how I sort of got into the songwriter's world.
All right. So you were interested in being a doctor. Did you move toward that, in your studies?
I never did, but I might have. What happened was I was a first year college student at Carleton College in Southern Minnesota, and I was an oboe player and in the band, college band, and I fell on the ice and I broke my wrist one day, January of my first year, and so I couldn't play the oboe for a while because my arm was broken. So what I did was I borrowed my mom's old guitar and I learned the chord shapes with my left hand, which was fine. And I strummed with my right hand in a cast. And I actually never played oboe after that day. And I became an English major, and it all sort of seems to go back to the fateful broken limb.
All right. Well, that's interesting. And at what point did you commit that this was what you're going to do for a career?
I keep giving it 5 years. That's how it keeps. But I would say in 2008, I think I gave it 5 years, and then we reached that mark, and now I think we're set. Set on the track as much as anyone's ever set on any track.
All right. So that's great. Do you spend a lot of time touring, or are you mostly playing around Wisconsin?
Well, we're really lucky because Door County is such
a lot of
tourist,
people are coming to you.
Exactly, such a tourist place. We have a constantly rotating audience where we live, which is a gift that any musician would love to have. So we, in the summer and fall, when there are people coming to Door County, we play a lot at home. And then in the wintertime and the springtime, we travel more and end up in Iowa. Last night we played in Macomb, Illinois, and so different places around. We were in California this year, Florida, so all over the place.
All right. Good places to go in the winter when you live in Wisconsin.
Exactly.
All right. I should mention that you can find out more about Katie or her recordings at katiedahlmusic.com. Katie is K-A-T-I-E, and Dahl is D-A-H-L. So that's katiedahlmusic.com. And let's hear some more of that Katie Dahl music.
Sounds great. So I have a friend who lives on a groovy commune in Texas, and we've got a lot of cool things there, like goats and chickens and yoga. And it's a neat spot. But whenever they leave, this is my one complaint about their cool spot, which is that whenever they leave it to go, say, to the store for like stamps, they say, "We're going to America now." And I think this is such a bummer. They're going to a strip mall that they don't like, and that's what they call America. And I would think, why not call your groovy commune that you love America? Why not name America for what you are proud of and you value and you love rather than what you don't like? And it's maybe especially relevant to remember in the presidential election cycle, maybe especially in Iowa, I don't know. and so no matter what side of the aisle you're on, I think it can feel a little bleak, things can. So I wrote this song about my cousin and my mom and me, and I have a contractual obligation with my mother that I have to tell you all that songwriters use a lot of artistic license when they write songs. So I didn't use any when I wrote this song, but my mom would like you to think I did.
Cousin is a lover of the land. He picks his tomatoes with a weather-beaten hand. He's got sweet Annie in September and sour cherries in July. He's got a name for every color in the sky. I don't know just how he makes ends meet, selling sacks of tomatoes for $2 a piece. But he just turns toward the south when the north wind blows. Keeps walking slow and straight and steady down the rows. You say this country has been lost to those who see the land just for its profit and its cost. But I claim it for my cousin, 'cause he's touched it with his hands. And my cousin is a lover of the land. My mother is a woman. She believes in the comfort of the staff and the rod. She swears by love, she swears unkindness is a sin. Sometimes she swears just like a sailor drinking gin. She tells me it is well with my soul, and she tells me it's the mystery one day make us whole. She says that some bright morning she will fly away from here if those darn Republicans win again next year. You say this country's gone to hell with those who think that righteousness is something that you can sell. But I claim it for the ones who know what true grace can afford, like my mother, who's a woman of the Lord. I am a believer in these words. I fold these lines of mine into little paper birds. If I make them true and keep them pointing toward the sky, then I trust that one day they will fly. I have heard it said that talk is cheap. It's like trying to cross the ocean a tiny boat that leaks. Well, if you ever want to make it to the ocean's farther shore, you find the leaks, you pay the seams, you grab an oar. You say this country's been betrayed by the huckster's sleight of hand and the congressman's charade. But I claim it for these little leaky boats and paper birds, 'cause I am a believer in these words. My mother is a woman of God, and my cousin is a lover of the land.
Thank you very much. Well, so in Door County where we live, there are, as I mentioned, it's a thumb-shaped county, a long, narrow county. And north of about the thumb knuckle or so, there are no chain restaurants. So there's a long stretch of land with only locally owned restaurants. And that's a great thing because it means that you go in there on a Saturday morning into one of these places and there you know the owner and his or her, you know, teenage son is unwillingly bussing tables at 8 a.m. and you feel great about the state of the world. So about 5 years ago, they tried to put a Subway restaurant in way up on the thumbnail. And I wished that they wouldn't. So I wrote this song and played it for a town board meeting. And Fox News, being known for its love of the folk singer, covered the town meeting. And they didn't put the Subway in for whether it was related to the song or not. So that was good news. So this song is called Hometown Tables. This is that song I wrote for the meeting. We got goats up on the rooftop. We got whitefish in the bay. We've got spotted cows to fill our cup at the end of every day. A white gull roosts at the end of Main Street, just a block from summertime. Autumn days that flow like water, winter nights that glow like wine. We've got singing by the fireside. We got dancing in the barns. Sometimes the northern lights go rolling like a sky-high ball of yarn. Some folks pray for rain on Monday. Some just take it as it comes, straight from the mighty hand of God to the top of his thumb. I say keep the door wide open. I say welcome, come inside. I don't want to be unfriendly. I'm not trying to be unkind. But I say some things still are sacred. Please don't try to chain me and I'll break my bread at hometown tables in the company of friends. My grandma rests up on the hillside. I'll be with her by and by. But for right now, she's just dreaming. And I think she's wondering why we give up all this gold for just some flashing in the pan. Why we trade this milk and honey for a supper from a can. I say keep the door wide open. I say welcome, come inside. I don't want to be unfriendly. I'm not trying to be unkind. But I say some things still are sacred. Please don't try to chain me and I'll break my bread at hometown tables in the company of friends. I know we are not the center. I know this is not the end. I know winds are always changing. I know strong trees have some bend. There are wars across the ocean. There is terror in the sky, and folks are building up their fences. There are bigger fish to fry, but this is the home I've searched for. Will not be misled. Sometimes a place that matters most is where we choose to break our bread. So I say keep the door wide open. I say welcome, come inside. I don't want to be unfriendly. I'm not trying to be unkind. But I say some things still are sacred. If you try to chain me and I'll break my bread at hometown tables in the company of friends. I'll break my bread at
That's Katie Dahl, accompanied by Rich Higdon on bass. And we'll hear one more song from Katie and Rich in this first set. If you're in the studio audience, stick around, because they'll be doing another set. If you're in the radio audience, you're going to go back to me playing CDs, and we'll have a live recording of The Pines coming up in just about an hour, so stick around for that. This is The Folk Tree on Iowa Public Radio Studio One, and you can find Katie Dahl online at katiedahlmusic.com. Katie is K-A-T-I-E, and Dahl is D-A-H-L. It's been great to have you here.
Oh, thanks so much for having us. Yep. It's been great to be here.
All right.
Thanks, everyone, for listening in the room and out in the world. And we'll leave you with this one. This is called Tapestry.
Why do you ask when I'm so young how I believe my days will run? Well, I can tell you I'm afraid of all the dark I see. The way folks fall before their time, the way coyotes call at the tree line, the way things are, the way they cease to be. Oh, my love, will you stay? Oh, my love, will you stay? Oh, my love, will you stay? Oh, my love. The summer heat, the wooden bed, September wheat, the village dead, all the kindness in the kitchens and the corner store. How you whistle in the yard, all the thistle and the chard, they fly as fast as children out the door. Oh, my love, will you stay? Oh, my love, will you stay? Oh, my love, will you stay? Oh, my love. If you could ask me when I'm old, how do you turn the days to gold? How do you make a friend of time as he goes walking by? Well, looking back, it's hard to say just how day leads on to day. But I can tell you how the light looks in July. Oh, my love, will you stay? Oh, my love, will you stay? Oh, my love, will you stay? Oh, my love. So when the sight falls from her eyes, when the light falls from the sky, when the wind leaves all that summer spread across the lawn, maybe the lucky ones can see her bright and ragged tapestry, how it hangs there in the air, just like smoke or like a prayer, the way it shines, the way that it is gone.
Thank you. Thanks so much.